was mighty but tickling and plain. Now listen, I detected when I was about 5 years old that my daddy was a quiet man, was a real man, but he wasn't scared of nothing. A man, no matter who he was, he wouldn't come before him, he just wasn't nothing but a man. But you know, heap of folks, for a young thing, long about when I was a chap and come along, men about like my daddy, the average colored man, he stood in fear of a white man. But my daddy didn't fear nothing. He didn't even fulfill, you know, before God, he said that God loved him. And his folk of lightning. Now, anything he had to do, there was a storm and lightning is flashing. I seen him get out, and his folk of lightning is flashing all in his face, and it's busting and striking lightning. He didn't even flinch at all. What he had to do, he went on and done it. That's right.
Well, suppose a man had a fishing rod that you liked very much, and his son broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
angry.
And suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you'd say, "Man, I'm really
tired."
If a school nurse sent a boy home early because he didn't, she sent him home because he was.
He was showing out, acting in the disorder. You know. Bad conduct.
What if his stomach hurt? What would
you say? Oh, his stomach, well, I said he wasn't feeling good, sent him home. He was sick, you know, and.
Okay, now if a person is sick down here, you would say that he feels sick.
Yeah, sick of the stomach.
And what would you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding where some of the people want to tease and embarrass the bride and the groom?
Well, I call that disrespecting.
Is there sometimes it's a ceremony, though, you know, they...
Oh, a ceremony?
Yeah, what do you...
Well, I call that, they're having a jolly time, rejoicing, they say.
What do some people call...